Around the corner from Bert's, Joe Breen pulled Mike Frazetta's caddy to the curb to drop off Vic Prado. "How will you get back?" Joe asked. "I'll get a cab or something. Seems wasteful to me." "I'm sure it does. I don't trust these fellas. I should be there in case."
"Enough, Joe," Vic said. "We've been over this like 3 times already. You have Salter's son, and they know you're just as likely to kill him as let him go. You proved that by murdering the girl. They're going to do as they're told. Papers will be signed. After it's done, I will call you. Then you can let the kid go."
"I'll not let the lad go until Mike gives me the say-so."
"Fine, fine, whatever," Vic said.
He slammed the caddy's door shut and walked quickly around the corner. Through Bert's glass front, Monty Bernstein spotted Vic Prado. He had never met Prado before. Harlan's previous dealings with Prado either had been just between the two of them, or had been done in the presence of one of Salter's corporate attorneys. Now that things had moved from the business suite to the sewer, Monty was on hand. Monty, a pretty fair high school pitcher himself, was a little embarrassed by the fanboy jolt he got at seeing Prado. He hoped it didn't show. But Salter had noticed something as he tapped his unlit pipe against the table.
"What's the matter with you?"
"This coffee," Monty said. "You're right, it's terrible." Harlan opened his mouth to speak again, but was interrupted by Vic Prado.
"Gentlemen," Prado said. He held his right hand out.
Monty took it.
"Monty Bernstein."
"Vic Prado," he said, his handshake firm.
"You're the lawyer, right?"
"I am." Prado wasn't foolish enough to offer his hand to Harlan Salter.
"Sit down," Salter said to Prado, pointing at the empty spot next to Monty. "Let's get this distasteful business over with, so I can get my son back and we can move on. As little time as I have to spend in your odious presence, the better."
"Look, Harlan, I understand you're being upset, but I want you to know I had nothing to do with that ugliness. If it had been up to me..."
"Ugliness!" Salter slammed his pipe down on the table. "Your associates murdered a young girl in cold blood and have done God knows what to my son."
Vic smiled across at Harlan. "Trust me, your boy is fine."
"Of what value are your assurances?" Salter said.
Vic shrugged. "Look, Harlan, I would caution you to never refer to me that way again, you murderous coward."
Prado turned red with anger. He pulled a thick white envelope from his jacket pocket and tossed it into Monty Bernstein's lap.
"That's fine with me, you self-righteous prick," he said to Salter. "From now on, I'll just refer to you as partner. Everything you need to sign is in that envelope. Our stuff is already executed and notarized. When we get what we need back from you, you'll get your kid, but only then."
He stood and leaned his face close to Harlan Salter's.
"And if you want to lay the blame for the girl, partner, look in the mirror. You could have prevented that just as easily as anyone else."
He turned back to Monty.
"A pleasure to meet you, Mr. Bernstein. The quicker we get those papers back, the quicker he gets his kid back."
Harlan Salter's face was still a twisted red mask 30 seconds after Prado had left Bert's. It was another 30 seconds until he could speak. And when he spoke, he said,
"Him too, Bernstein. I want him to watch, and then I want him to suffer."
"I figured you might feel that way. It's already been seen to."
"Well done, but not until I understand," Monty said.
"Not until your son is safe."
He held the envelope up. "And speaking of that, we better get these documents fixed up and delivered. Then you can have your son back and get some satisfaction."
Monty threw a $10 bill on the table and followed Harlan Salter out of Bert's All-Star Grill.